Hello there, it's Phil Butler again, and I'm doing another audio boo. This time, though, I'm joined by Dave Twentyman.
How you, mate? You all right?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, it's my northern mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very northern. I mean, the way you speak, you're as northern as it comes. My missus actually said to you the other day, didn't she? What do you eat in the north?
As if you have different food and shops and stuff. I've had that. I've said to you before, haven't I? We've got Asda's up north. We've got work on a barge and everything. Yeah.
So we're living it up at the moment. We're in Egypt. We're in Sharm in Egypt.
Sharm el Sheikh. Always sounds like a milkshake. I know that's a pretty obvious thing to say, but I always think it does. It's like you go in Mackey's and you could get a Sharm el Sheikh. And the mozzies in it.
What sort
mozzies
of flavour?
In it and everything.
Yeah. Mosquito flavour.
Yeah.
Shake. A Sharm el Sheikh. Let me just paint a picture for you. We are looking out to sea. And before the sea starts, there's a little bit of sand there. And before that starts, there's the swimming pools.
Topless birds and stuff.
He's ogling the topless birds.
It's like I'm on heat. I don't know what's wrong with me.
He keeps saying that he's annoyed that that they're actually laying face down. Look at her. She's topless, but she's lying face down, the bitch.
That's it. It's because of these. I spent about 15 quid on internet looking at porn. It cost me a fortune, these. If they just lie on the back, I'd be all right. You know what I mean? I won't have to go on internet. But no, they've got to lie on their stomachs, and thus costing me money. But it's hard to get porn in Egypt, isn't it? Because
they've got restrictions and
that's
everything.
That's right, yeah. They proper stop you.
I've heard they've got restrictions.
Well, there are restrictions, you've heard.
I've heard. I don't look at pornography.
You know, but there's a way, mate. There's a loophole that we can get.
How's that?
It's just the
so
word.
I can tell my friend.
So it's all about the wording, isn't it? If you just you know, it's amateur, you know. Amateur implies a lot, doesn't it? And on the porn scene, which is, I like that. I prefer amateur meat, mate.
You like the amateur?
Yeah, I like that. I don't like.
You don't like it all contrived and everything.
Well, that's
like
it. I don't like it when they're paid for it. And you know, I don't know. I like.
You don't
it.
Like all the pretty girl porn stars and all that sort of stuff.
I like seeing normal stuff like some woman bent over a washing machine with dirty feet or something. You know, like just some proper normal. Do you know what I mean? It's like I don't want. You see these women and they just look perfect, but then they just look like all the others that are perfect.
And you think they're being paid for it, so it turns you off to it.
Well, yeah, they're getting paid for it, and it's just a little bit, you know, but amateur ones, at least, you know, at least they're, I don't know, they're doing it for the love of it, you know what I mean? It's for the it's like, you know, like Sunday football, and it's Sunday pub football. They're not doing it for the money, they're doing it because they love playing football, and I think it's the same with women and when the, you know.
You probably like the webcam stuff.
Oh, yeah, if you get the webcam stuff. Again, you get women who are paid for
it. I will say
you
that.
You can tell the ones that
no,
are paid.
Actually, it was my friend who saw it and told me about it, right? It was a girl who was doing a strip for the camera, but, this poor girl. She said, this is for you, Trevor.
Really?
You know, this is for you, Trevor. Don't you dare show anybody.
Well, that's it. They must know at some point that's got to get out there, isn't it? It's got to go. Definitely got to get out there. I think that's why it's important. If they're going to do that, they should do it maybe net down.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's definitely better that way. But again, the pay, you could just tell. And they waste a couple of minutes, take it clothes off.
What? I didn't understand a word of that.
They waste a couple of minutes, take it clothes off.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, they mess about. They mess about too much. I was watching Burlesque, actually. I was watching a bit of Burlesque the week.
Burlesque?
Yeah, after the gig, they put some Burlesque on in Chester.
Oh, right.
And they messed about too much with that as well. Like, they put all that music on, they did loads of dancing and bits of singing and stuff like that, and then eventually they get the paps out. But apparently it's not stripping because they've got tassels on nips and stuff. But still, it's I don't know. I could probably do that in about 5 seconds. I reckon I could cut their shoulder time down to 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Just walk on, bit of Africa on Toto, pap out, get off. There you go. You know what I mean? So.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you. I didn't realise this audio boo was going to be so porn dominated.
Yeah,
but,
it's a topless women, isn't it? You know, go get this in Wigan.
Listen, have you got a website just before we go?
Yeah, it's www.dave-twentyman.co.uk.
I thought you were going to give out a porn address.
But if you are interested, anyway, no, I'll leave that.
All right, cheers. Thanks a lot, Dave. Cheers.
Oh, cheers, mate.